Hello, I'm Father James Kubicki, a Jesuit priest who is a spiritual director at St. Francis de Sales Seminary in the Archdiocese of Milwaukee. Today's Gospel at Mass continues Matthew's version of the Sermon on the Mount, which we also heard yesterday. The words of Jesus are very serious and challenging, and I'm sure many people think they are unrealistic. Jesus said, "You have heard that it was said, 'You shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy.' But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you." Why? Well, Jesus explains, "For your heavenly Father makes his sun rise on the bad and the good, and causes rain to fall on the just and the unjust." In other words, God loves them. God loves them enough to send his son to die for them. And you should also love them. Now, in our world today, we think of love as a feeling. It isn't. It's an act of the will that doesn't depend on how you are feeling. Jesus did not say you had to like your enemies. You don't have to work up a feeling of affection for them. Love is something else. Love means willing or wanting the good of the others. Where our feelings lead us to want bad things to happen to our enemies, love leads us to want their ultimate good, their conversion. This is so important to Jesus that he has even sent his own mother from time to time to Lourdes and Fatima and Champion, Wisconsin, to tell us to pray for sinners for their conversion. Are you doing that?
Listen to more of Father James Kubicki's daily reflections by downloading the free Relevant Radio app.